And welcome into the Thursday, August 2nd edition of Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you, joined as always by senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osher. Another day of practice today, and this probably was the really the most physical practice of all. Really started banging today, John.
Yeah, without question. It seemed like they went into full pads on Tuesday, I believe it was. And you almost got the impression today that after a couple of days, they were really ready to hit. And they went goal line today. They also did the drill. They put the ball in the two, and they come out from under their own goalpost, which is always a drill where you get a lot of physical play. And as a result, that was really the tone of the day. There was a lot of hitting and a lot of good play. I thought the team made a lot of progress today, and that's what Mike Mularkey said when he talked to the media afterward.
Yeah, new injuries today, too. Austin Lane, defensive end, went down. Darryl Smith out with a groin injury. How serious are these two?
Well, interestingly enough, Austin Lane didn't go down in one of the real full contact times. He was working over on the side in a pass rushing drill. It looks like he has a sprained foot. They really haven't said exactly how long that'll be. It didn't look very good when he went down, when he got carried off. You hate to speculate, but it didn't look that good. Darryl Smith, from what Mike Mularkey said, probably won't be as big of a deal. They seem to think that's a little more precautionary than anything.
Good news today, though. Two players went through concussion tests today. Wide receiver LaRon Robinson, cornerback Kevin Rutland. What's the latest on those two, and when can they return?
Well, from what Mike said, it sounds like it's a situation where Kevin Rutland and LaRon Robinson should be able to return possibly by tomorrow. Mike seemed to indicate they were going through their tests today, and he thought there would be a good chance that they could be cleared by the time they get on the field tomorrow for the scrimmage.
Let's talk receivers while we're on LaRon Robinson. You know, today the receivers just looked a little crisper, and it's been on a day-by-day basis since that first tough day we've talked about throughout these last few shows. The receivers are improving a bit, and the coaches really like where this group is as a whole right now, even with a couple of the key players not here.
Well, there continues to be focus on the drops, and they're concerned about the drops. Mike Mularkey said after practice today, we've got to cut those drops out. What they like, though, is it really looks like for maybe the first time the receivers are all running crisp routes. They seem to be taken to Jerry Sullivan's coaching. And it sounded from talking to people after practice like they feel like they made some real strides today. And they're starting to get together as a group, starting to learn what this offense is going to ask of them. And so overall, you're hearing good things out of what they're seeing from the receivers.
Certainly a lot gets made about the receivers on this squad, and rightly so with this offense, but the tight ends are going to be a big part of this offense too. Mercedes Lewis a couple of years ago, Pro Bowl season, not quite last year. It was a tough season for him. This is a huge year for Mercedes Lewis, isn't it?
Oh, without question. And, you know, there was some stuff made early. Mike Mularkey made it clear that Mercedes could have been in a little better shape coming in. To me, that's not really the big story around Mercedes. The story to me is that for the first 4 or 5 days of practice, with a few exceptions, he's catching everything that comes his way, and he looks athletic. He looks like a guy that will be a force in the passing offense. That's what he wasn't last year. He's always been a great run blocker. He didn't have a good year catching the ball. Early on, it looks like that could change for Mercedes this year.
Is this a difficult playbook to learn, just in general?
Oh, yeah. It's I can only speak for myself. I mean, compared to, you know, what I've been in for the last 5 years, it trumps that, you know, and takes great attention to detail. And, I have no problem with that. But it's a challenge, you know, and it's one of those things that, you know, but when you get it, look out.
Well, Mercedes coming back from a season where he didn't score any touchdowns, but it seems like, John, that he's close to getting that behind him now. Not really. He's starting to look forward, not look back to last year anymore.
Yeah, and players are always optimistic this time of year. But in talking to Mercedes last week, he gets that last year wasn't what anybody, including himself, wanted. And you just get a feeling from talking to him that the mind is right. He knows where he wants to go. He knows what he wants to get out of this camp. I would just be real surprised if you don't see a better year out of Mercedes.
Here's the schedule for Friday, August 3rd. Take note, it's changed a bit. A walkthrough in the morning, and then Friday night is the first scrimmage, a family night scrimmage here at Everbank Field. The gates open at 5 o'clock, and John, that should be, and it always is, a fun night of football.
Yeah, teams around the NFL approach scrimmages different ways. Mike made it clear today, he thinks this scrimmage is a big deal. He wants it to be a big deal. And we'll have a lot more tomorrow when we preview this on what fans can expect when they come down. But the long and short of it is, if you're looking at this from a football standpoint, there's going to be a lot of live hitting, especially in the first half. So I think you can expect a football feel out of this scrimmage rather than just a walkthrough. So that makes it exciting.
I'm pumped. Are you?
Sure. Why not?
Let's do this.
Absolutely.
We'll do it again.
This is the time of year to get pumped. And, you know, with the scrimmage coming up, this is really sort of the kickoff point, and you start moving forward from here.
John, thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
John Osher is a senior writer for Jaguars.com. I'm JP Shattuck. We'll talk to you before the scrimmage tomorrow night.